We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, I'm not planning to go back to college, but if I were, boy, this sounds cool. Go to class to learn how to do this. So what is different about making a score for a video game versus, say, a movie?
Well, in TV or movie, it's what's called linear. So if you, the music is linear. So if you watch, you know, a TV show that you like 100 times, the music is going to be exactly the same 100 times. It doesn't respond to the viewer. But with a video game, it's what's called interactive. The music is actually designed in a way that it responds to the moves that the player makes. So, you know, if the player goes through the trap door, then the music might go one way, but if the player doesn't go through the trapdoor, then the music needs to do something else. And so what's really interesting about video game music is that every time you play it, the music is slightly different. So it's like a different performance every time out, and that's based on the interactivity and response to what the player is actually doing.
All right. Sounds super complicated. So do you have to write not just one score, but like one score, but little sub-scores in there?
Yeah, well, it's really amazing. You can take like 100 minutes of recorded music and turn it into 400 minutes because of all the sort of layers and stems. And you do have to, I don't want to get too technical, but as a composer, you would have to, you know, you wouldn't approach a video game in the same way you would for a movie or TV show, but the music does the same job. You know, it still has the same function. It needs to sort of support, you know, the story.
All right. I'm thinking back to way back when, the start of video games, where it was just, you know, like Pac-Man, just little bings and bongs and pings. Well, we've certainly come a long way since then, like full orchestration and choruses. So talk about that.
Yeah, well, they've come a long way since the 1970s, since those bleeps and bloops I think you were referring to. And, you know, video games makes a lot of money. They have resources. And, in fact, video games makes more money than the music industry and movie industry combined. And so in the 1990s, I believe it was sometime in the 1990s, I could be wrong, but I believe the first sort of orchestral score, or one of the first ones, was Jurassic Park. That was scored by a composer named Michael Giacchino, and so that was recorded with an orchestral score. And there's really been no, that was sometime in the 90s, and there's been no turning back since then. There is extremely high production value now on video game scores, and they are really on par with the you know, biggest budget feature films.
You know, I was thinking not that long ago, big movie stars would not do television. It was below them. I'm wondering, was there a time, was there like a shift where people said, oh, no, I can't do video games? And now it's like, oh, yeah, I'm doing video games.
Yes, absolutely. We see very high-profile composers now writing scores for video games. Harry Gregson-Williams, Hans Zimmer, Brian Tyler, and so on. And you're right, there was sort of like a hierarchy. I think feature films, you know, was sort of highest in the pecking order, is the most prestigious, and sort of then underneath it was TV and then video games. But actually, I think TV and video games are all sort of right up there now. I think video games is the future, and I think a lot of other composers see that, and I've been amazed at the talent the video game industry has been able to attract. You know, in terms of the art form, they are right up there with feature films, and, you know, who knows, maybe it'll surpass feature films soon.
Now, the young people that are coming to Berklee College of Music, they obviously, they're talented musically. Technically, are they really sharp and fast picking up all of this?
Yes. You know, so I think what helps is that they're passionate about games. I mean, they're probably more passionate about games than they are about music, you know, at least the students that we attract, which is actually a really good thing. That's actually very helpful. If you're a gamer and you speak the language of game developers. And we've just launched the program here this last fall called Game and Interactive Media Scoring. It's a full-blown bachelor's degree, and it's maybe the first one of its kind. I'm not sure. I don't think it has many peers at the very least. But it's rather technical, as you can imagine. And at Berkeley, that's something in general we like to focus on is music technology. But we couldn't provide this major to students without having a heavy emphasis on music technology.
And before I let you go, I want you to speak to the people who are not gamers but love music. Give me a couple suggestions to go listen and be wowed and surprised that this is awesome music.
I'm almost tongue-tied because there's so many to choose from, but I think in terms of a classic score, you have Halo by Marty O'Donnell. It's just a classic, you know, it's sort of maybe on par with, let's say, John Williams's Indiana Jones theme. But I would also, I just want to plug, while you have me here, Stephanie Economou, who won the very first, Grammy for, best score for a video game. And I would really recommend that composers check out her score to Assassin's Creed Valhalla. And so hopefully that's a decent answer. And then I'm kind of giving you a classic one, the Marty O'Donnell Halo, and this newest one that's won the very first Grammy for best video game score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.